نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى كما ورد في آخر سورة مريم سلام عليها اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقالوا اتخذ الرحمن ولدا and they say that Rahman, the compassionate Allah has taken a son to him. لَقَدْ جَيْتُمْ شَيْئًا إِدَّا You have come up, you have brought a thing which is very terrible in the eyes of Allah. تَقَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَتَّرْنَ مِنْهُ The heavens are near to burst. وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضُ And the earth is near to split asunder. وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَالُ هَدَّا And the mountains are near to fall down in ruins. أَنْ دَعَوْ لِلْرَّحْمَانِ وَلَدَا That they should ascribe to the compassionate a son. وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِلْرَّحْمَانِ أَنْ يَتَّخِذَ وَلَدًا And it doesn't behove for the compassionate, for Rahman, that he should have a son for him. Now what's the meaning of this ayah? We like to have sons. Why? Because we know we shall die. And our name will be remembered through our sons. This is our necessity. We know that we have to die, we shall be no more. But Allah is not going to die. He will remain forever, forever, forever. There is no need. What is the need for him to have sons or daughters? He is himself alive. Al-Hayyul Qayyum. La yamutu abadan abada. He is not going to die. So actually, this concept of some sons or daughters for Allah is absolutely illogical. وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِلْرَّحْمَانِ أَنْ يَتَّخِذَ وَلَدًا It doesn't behove for the compassionate Allah to have a son to himself. إِنْ كُلُّ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا آتِي الرَّحْمَانِ عَبْدًا There's no one in all the heavens and the earth, but he will come to him as a bondsman. Maybe Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he comes there, he'll be a bondsman. وَنَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ His relationship of abdiyah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more important than his relationship of messengerhood. That is why I ask you to note that Suratul Isra or Bani Israel starts with this abd. سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ لَيْلًا مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ الْأَقْصَى Not رَسُولِهِ In the same way, Surah Qahf starts, Alhamdulillahi allazi anzala ala abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yajal lahu iwaja. Then Surah Al-Furqan will come, Tabaraka allazi nazzala al-furqana ala abdihi liyakuna lil-alamina nazira. This abdiyat. So everybody will come to him, whether an angel or a saint or a prophet or a messenger. All are his bondsmen, all are his creation. لَقَدْ أَحْصَاهُمْ وَعَدَّهُمْ عَدَّهُمْ We have comprehended them all. And we have counted them. Each one will have to come before us. وَكُلَّهُمْ آتِيهَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْضًا This is very important ayah. And all of them will have to be present on the day of judgment as an individual. Your father will not be there to help you. Your sons will not be there to help you. Your spouses will not be there to help you. Your servants, your slaves, none farda. And the accountability of the Day of Judgment is individual. The nations are rewarded in this world. The chastisement to the nations at the collective level comes here. Just as we have seen the chastisement that came to the former Muslim Ummah at the hands of the Assyrians. At the hands of the Babylonians, at the hands of the Greeks, at the hands of the Romans, and in this century at the hands of the Germans, what Hitler did with them. So this collective accountability of nations, it is in this world. On the Day of Judgment, each one will be judged as an individual. What we gave you and what you made out of it. What you have brought with you, good deeds, bad deeds. Where's your balance sheet? Iqra kitabak kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. We have read this ayah in Surah Bani Israel. Now you read your balance sheet yourself. You are sufficient for reckoning. There's no need of any other accountant. وَكُلَّهُمْ آتِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدًّا. Whereas those who came to believe and did good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assign for them the love. People will love them. A time will come. You know, people were persecuting Muhammad for some time. But can you count the lovers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam today? How many people love Muhammad? Just imagine. So for those people, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces, there's a hadith of Qudsi. When Allah loves someone, He makes an announcement in the angels, I love that human being, so you also love them. And then the angels proclaim to the people, Allah loves such and such person, you should also love them. So people love them. But in the beginning they are tested. The tests come to them. They have to pass the examination. وَإِذِبْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبَّهُ بَكَلِمَاتٍ فَاتَمَّهُنَّ. When we tested Ibrahim in so many things, and he fulfilled all, then we said, Inni ja'iluka linnasi imama. Now, O Ibrahim, I am going to make you the imam and leader of the whole of mankind. So after that testing, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sayaj'alu lahumur rahmanu wudda. Assign love for them. فَإِنَّمَا يَسَّرْنَاهُ بِلِسَانِكَ. We have made this Quran very easy, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in your tongue. Simple Arabic. Arabiyin mubeen. Very clear, simple Arabic. لِتُمَشِّرَ بِهِ الْمُتَّقِينَ. So that you give the glad tidings with this Quran to those who are God-fearing. وَتُنْزِرَ بِهِ قَوْمًا لُدَّا. And you warn those people who are quarrelsome, who are arguing, who are not accepting, who are disputing. So you are a warner to them and the giver of glad tidings to those who take to the right path. وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ. How many a generation we have destroyed before them. Where is now the nation of Aad? Where is that nation of Samud? Where are the grand cities of Sodom and Gomorrah and Madian? Gone. Gone with the wind. كَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ. هَلْ تُحِسُّ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ. Do you perceive anyone of them? Can see anyone of them? أَوْ تَسْمَعُ لَهُمْ رِكْزَا. Or do you hear any whisper about them? So here ends Surah Maryam, and you might have noted that in this surah, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mostly comes Ar-Rahman, Rahman, Rahman. So I have noted here that maybe this surah can be titled another Suratul Rahman. Suratul Rahman is there, Ar-Rahman wa 'allama al-Quran. But this name of Allah, Rahman, is not repeated there so many times as it has been repeated in this surah. Now we come to Surah Taha. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Taha. It is beginning with two letters. And they say that this is the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yasin, they say it is name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Taha, this is also, they say, it's an opinion. Although I don't agree with it. Anyhow, it's an opinion I've told you. مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى. O Muhammad, we have not sent down this Quran upon you so that you should be distressed or you should be a failure or doomed. Success will come to you. In the long run, you will be supreme. Your enemies, they will have to bow down before you. This Quran has come, as we have read in Surah Bani Israel. وَبِالْحَقِّ أَنزَلْنَاهُ وَبِالْحَقِّ نَزَلْ. This book has come down with the truth and the final decision it will give. People will be punished. They will get their chastisement. And Muhammad and his companions will triumph. إِلَّا تَذْكِرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَى. We have sent down it as an admonition. A reminding to those who fear. تَنزِيلًا مِمَّنْ خَلَقَ الْأَرْضَ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ الْعُلَىٰ. And it has been sent down from the one who created the earth and all the heavens, which are very high. الرَّحْمَانُ عَلَى الْأَرْشِ اسْتَوَىٰ. Again here, Rahman. He is Ar-Rahman, He is the compassionate. And He has ascended the throne of this kingdom, of this universe. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. To Him belongs whatever is in the heaven and whatever is in the earth. وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. And whatever is in between them. وَمَا تَحْتَ السَّرَى. And whatever is beneath the soil, beneath this earth. وَإِن تَجْهَرْ بِالْقَوْلِ. Now if you want to talk to Him loudly, you want to say your prayer loudly, فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى. Okay, you can do it if you like so. But He knows every hidden thing, and even the most hidden thing, most secret things, He knows. He knows what you are saying to yourself in your heart. So you can talk to us, heart to heart. It's not necessary that you use your tongue, but it's better to use the tongue. And you should raise the voice so that you hear also. So that, you know, your senses participate. More senses participate when you are communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So your ears also should hear what you are saying. And that is why, you know, reading Quran from the Mushaf, it is more important than just by, you know, heart. A hafiz is only, you know, by his memory he is reading. No, it's more afzal to see, because now your eyes are also participating and they are seeing the text of the Quran. وَإِنْ تَجْهَرْ بِالْقَوْلِ فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى. اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Allah is He. There is no Lord except Him. And to Him belong all the good names. All the good attributes. All the good names. وَهَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ مُوسَى. Now this surah is very unique. Just like Surah Yusuf. Surah Yusuf contains the story of one prophet from the beginning till the end. This is another example. It has 8 sections, but the 5 sections are devoted to the story of Moses alayhi salatu wasalam, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And there's a very interesting coincidence. With Yusuf alayhi salam is connected how the children of Israel entered Egypt. They entered Egypt in the time of Yusuf alayhi salam. And with Moses, they came out. So one full surah for Yusuf, we have already read, Surah to Yusuf. And nearly full surah, this is devoted to the history of Hazrat Musa. وَهَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ مُوسَى. Has the news of Moses come to you? Is Ra'anaran. Now this is the incident when he was coming back from Madian. He had married there. He had served the sheikh over there for 8 or 10 years. And then he had married his daughter. And now he was returning to Egypt. Remaining nearly for 10 years in exile. He had run away from Egypt because a person was killed. Unintentionally he was killed by him. But then, you know, the law could take its course. So he had to run for his life. So he came to Madian. And there, you know, he remained there for a sheikh. People say he was Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam. But some people differ, and I do differ. He's not Shu'aib. He was some other sheikh. And then now he was going back to Egypt with his family. In the way they were lost. It was a dark and very cold night. He and his family and some, you know, herd of the goats and sheep, he was going. Is Ra'anaran. Suddenly he saw fire. فَقَالَ لِأَهْلِهِ. So he said to his family, Imkusu, you stay here. إِنِّي أَنَسْتُ نَارَ. I have seen fire. لَعَلِّي آتِيكُ مِنْهَا بِقَبَسٍ. Maybe that I bring to you from there a burning coal so that we can ignite a fire over here. أَوْ أَجِدُ عَلَى النَّارِ هُدَى. And also it is possible that when I go there, where there is fire burning, then I can get guidance. We are lost. The way we shall know, which way we should go. فَلَمَّا أَتَاهَا. When he came to that bush from which, you know, fire was coming. نُودِيَ يَا مُوسَى. He was called by name. Oh, Musa. إِنِّي أَنَا رَبُّكَ فَخْلَىٰ عَلَيْكَ. I am your Lord. So take off your shoes. innaka bil wadi al muqaddas al tuwa, because you are now in the sacred valley of Tuwa. Wa ana akhtartuka, and I have chosen you for a mission. Fastami' lima yuha, so listen what is being revealed to you, what is being said to you. Now, first of the revelations, a very grand way of expressing the tawheed of Allah in this surah. Rather, I should say in the whole of Quran. Innani anallahu la ilaha illa ana fa'budni. I am the one. There is no God except me. So you have to worship me and obey me. Waqimi salata li zikri. And establish prayer for my remembrance. First command. Allama Iqbal calls it the big I am. Allah is also an ego, I. We have also an ego. I say I, you say I. But our ego, our self, is very small. Finite ego. And that is the infinite ego, the great I am. Innani anallahu la ilaha illa ana. He has this ayah in his mind when he says that. The great I am. In the Saat Atiyatun, number two, that fixed hour, the doomsday, is bound to come. Akadu akhfiha, I will keep it hiding. Letujda kullu nafsim bima tasa, so that every person, every soul is rewarded fully for whatever he or she has endeavored. Fala yasuddannaka anha man la yu'minu biha. So see to it that whosoever does not believe in this akhirah, in this qiyamah, in this resurrection, he doesn't prevent you also from believing in it. Wattaba hawahu, and he is only following his lusts and desires of his id or libido. Fatarda, if you do this, you will perish. Wama tilka bi yamineka ya Musa, O Musa, what is that in your right hand? Qala hiya asaya, that this is my staff. Atawakkau alayha, I lean on it. وَأَهُشُّ بِهَا عَلَىٰ غَنَمِي, and I beat down these for my goats, sheep. وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَعَارِبَ أُخْرَىٰ, and in this, I have other purposes to serve. This can be my weapon of defense for anybody if he attacks me, and so on and so forth. قَالَ أَلْقِهَا يَا مُوسَىٰ, Allah said, okay, throw it down. فَأَلْقَاهَا, he threw it down. فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَىٰ, suddenly, it became a serpent, a snake, running very fast. قَالَ خُذْهَا وَلَا تَخَفْ. At another place, there is a mention. فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى. Musa found in his heart, خوف, fear. What has happened? A snake, a serpent. But Allah said, خُذْهَا وَلَا تَخَفْ. Hold it back. And don't fear. سَنُعِيدُهَا سِيرَتَهَا الْأُخْرَى. We shall restore it to its former state. وَضْمُمْ يَدَكَ إِلَىٰ جَنَاحِكَ, and press your hand towards your side. تَخْرُجْ بَيْضَىٰ, when you take it out, it will be white, shining. مِنْ غَيْرِ سُوءٍ آيَةً أُخْرَىٰ, this will be shining, white like sun, but not due to any disease. And this is the second sign that we have given you. First, the staff changing into snake. Serpent. Second, this hand, when he pressed it to his side and then took out, it was shining like a sun. لِنُرِيَكَ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا الْكُبْرَىٰ, and this was so as we should show you our big signs. And what is all this for? اِذْهَبْ إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ تَغَىٰ, now go to Fir'aun, surely he has exceeded all bounds, all limits. He is arrogant. He's cruel. He's tyrant. So you have to go to him. قَالَ رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي. Now Musa prayed. Oh my Lord, open my chest for me. وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي, and make my mission easy for me. وَحْلُ الْعُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي, and lose the knot which is there in my tongue. يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي, so that they can understand what I say. وَجْعَلِّي وَزِيرًا مِنْ نَحْلِي, and appoint from my own family a helper, a minister, Harun Akhi, And I suggest he should be my brother Harun. Ushdud bihi adri. Strengthen my back with him, with his support. Washiku fi amri. And associate him in my mission. Kainu sabbihka kaseera. So that we together, both of us, we glorify you much. Wanaskuraka kaseera. And remember you much. Innaka kunta bina basira. Verily, you are seeing all our conditions. Qala qad utita sulaka ya Musa. Allah said, O Musa, your request is granted. Walaqad mananna alayka marratan ukhra. And we had given you another blessing when we said to your mother, what is being revealed now? Now, when he was born, by the command and order of Fir'aun, all the male children were being slaughtered. So the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the wahi came to her that you put this baby, you know, in a basket or something of that sort, a chest, and then put that chest in the Nile, in the river. So that is now Allah mentioning. وَلَقَدْ مَنَنَّا عَلَيْكَ مَرَّةً أُخْرَى. And we had conferred a very big favor on you once before also. إِذْ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّكَ مَا يُوحَى. When we revealed to your mother what is being revealed to you now. أَنِ اغْزَفِيهِ بِالتَّابُوتِ. That cast him into a chest. فَاغْزَفِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ. Put that chest in the river. فَلْيُلْقِهِ الْيَمُّ بِالسَّاحِلِ. And this chest will throw it. This river will throw this chest on the coast of the river. يَأْخُذُهُ عَدُوٌّ لِي وَعَدُوٌّ لَهُ. And then he will be taken by a person who is my enemy and his enemy. Fir'aun. وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِنِّي. And I endued you with love from me. There was a reflection of divine love on the face of Hazrat Musa. Whosoever saw him, he became loving him. So that is why he was saved. When you know the people of Fir'aun, they were deciding to kill him. They had recognized it's a Hebrew child. It's from Bani Israel. It was clear absolutely for them from the very beginning. But the wife of Fir'aun, Bible says daughter of Fir'aun. But our tradition says wife of Fir'aun. He said, no, we shall take him, adopt him as our son. We don't have any son. They had no son till that time, Fir'aun and his wife. And this wife was also Israelite. So she had love for the baby also. And then, Quratun li wa lak, he will be a coolness of eyes for me and you. So when wife is requesting, and she was a beloved wife of Fir'aun, so he stopped. And himself, Musa, you know, he had that reflection of divine love. Whosoever saw him, he started loving him. وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِّنِّي وَلَتُسْنَى عَلَىٰ عَيْنِي. So that you should be brought up before my eyes. إِسْتَمْشِي أُخْتُكَ. When your sister was walking, when you know the water of Nile was taking the chest, the sister was going on the coast and watching what happens. And when this chest reached the palace of Fir'aun, she went there. And she said, إِسْتَمْشِي أُخْتُكَ فَتَقُولُ هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ مَنْ يَكْفُلُهُ. Now what happened? Many women were called for suckling this child. He must have someone to suckle him, but he never took. Now it was a problem. How will he keep alive? Now the sister said, if you like, these details are given in other parts of Quran. You know the mention of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is the maximum in Quran regarding all the prophets and the messengers of Allah. 1/13th of the whole Quran consists of the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. 555 ayat out of 6,500 ayat. They relate to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So she said, هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ مَنْ يَكْفُلُهُ. Should I lead to you a family that can keep this child for you? فَرَجَعْنَاكَ إِلَىٰ أُمِّكَ. In this way, we return you to your mother, كَيْتَقَرَّعَيْنُهَا, so that her eyes remain cool. وَلَا تَحْزَنَ. And she should not grieve. وَقَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا. We shall read this story in detail in Surah Al-Qasas. But here it's a summary. But then you killed a human being. فَنَجَّيْنَاكَ مِنَ الْغَمْ. We saved you, delivered you from the grief. وَفَتَنَّاكَ فَتُونَا. And then we kept on trying you in different ways. فَلَبِسْتَ سِنِينَ فِي أَهْلِ مَدْيَنَ. Then you ran away from Egypt. You stayed with the people of Madian for a number of years. ثُمَّ جَيْتَ عَلَىٰ قَدَرٍ يَا مُوسَىٰ. And then you have come over here by the destiny that we fixed. You have not come yourself. It's the destiny, our destiny. We had decided it. We have been watching you through all this period. And we have prepared you. وَاسْتَنَعْتُكَ لِنَفْسِي. Very beautiful words. I have prepared you, chosen you for myself. So, a very heavy mission is going to be entrusted to you. ثُمَّ جَيْتَ عَلَىٰ قَدَرِي يَا مُوسَىٰ. تَقْدِير. تَقْدِير has brought you over here. Our command. And we have prepared you specially for this purpose. إِذَا بَنْتَ بَأَخُوكَ بِآيَاتِي. Now go you and your brother with my signs, miracles. وَلَا تَنِيَا فِي ذِكْرِي. And don't be slack in remembering me. إِذْهَبَا إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ تَغَىٰ. Now go both of you to Fir'aun. Verily, he has become very tyrant. فَقُولَا لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيَّنًا. But say to him, you both, very gentle word. لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُهُ يَخْشَىٰ. Maybe perchance he gets the admonition or he gets the fear of Allah in his heart. Don't be harsh. Talk to him gently. Now this is very important. A muballigh and da'i shouldn't be harsh. He should be very soft in his address. Qala rabbana innana nakhafu. Both of them said, Musa and Harun, O our Lord, we fear. And yafruta alayna, that he might hasten against us. He might take any step against us. Aw an yatgha, or he becomes a transgressor against us. Qala la takhafa. Allah said, don't fear you both. Innani ma'akuma. Verily I am with you. Don't fear. Innani ma'akuma asma'u wa ara. I'll be listening to everything. I'll be seeing everything. Fatiyahu, now go, reach him. Faqula, and both of you should say, Inna Rasula Rabbika. We both are the messengers of your Lord. Farsil ma'ana bani Israel. Now allow the children of Israel to go with us. They are not the sons of this soil. They came from Palestine in the time of Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. And they were settled here by the king of that time. And Hazrat Yusuf also was the Aziz of Misr, was a big authority in that kingdom. But now nearly 400 years had passed. That was actually the time of the Hyksos kings. He was not a Fir'aun. He was not a local Egyptian king at the time of Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. They were the Hyksos kings. Amalites, Amalqa. Amalqa had invaded Egypt. And they were reigning at the time of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And they were from the Arabian desert. So actually they welcomed Bani Israel, settled here. And they, you know, favored them. So they prospered. 12 families had reached over there. And after 400 years, they were 600,000 in number. At the time of Exodus. 1400 years before Christ. Nearly 400 or 500 years had passed. And they prospered and multiplied in number. So now, but then there was a revolt against those Hyksos kings. They were, you know, beaten away. And now it was the local, son of the soil. Now they were the Egyptians who were ruling, the Pharaoh dynasty. So now they were against these Bani Israel. Because they were the favorites of the former kings. So now this is the nationalism, simple nationalism. Just as you know, the Biharis in East Pakistan, in the same way, these Bani Israel were treated as foreigners and they were, you know, persecuted like anything. Now Hazrat Musa said, let them go back. Don't persecute them. انا رسولا ربك فقولا انا رسولا ربك فارسل معنا بني اسرائيل ولا تعذبهم, don't persecute them. قد جئناك بآية من ربك, and look, we have come to you with a sign from your Lord. والسلام على من اتبع الهدى, and peace would be upon those who follow the guidance. If you follow, if you accept what we are saying, then there will be peace for you. Inna qad uhiya ilayna, this has been revealed to us, anna al-azaba, that the chastisement would come, ala man kazzaba wa tawalla, whosoever belies us and whosoever turns his face away from what we are saying. Qala faman rabbukuma ya Musa, now Fir'aun asks, who is your Lord, O Musa? I don't know any Lord except myself. I am the Lord of Egypt. Ana rabbukum al-ala. I am the Lord of Egypt. Alaysa li mulku Misr wa hadhihi al-anharu tajri min tahti. Is not the kingdom and government of Egypt under me? And all the irrigation system is controlled by me? Who is this your Lord who has sent you? Qala famar rabbukum ya Musa. And please remember, Musa was like an elder brother to this Fir'aun. Because this Fir'aun now, he was the son of that Fir'aun in whose time Hazrat Musa as an infant came to that palace. But later on, Allah gave him also a son. And this was his real son. But when Moses was also there in the palace, so they too were like brothers. This Fir'aun was like younger brother to Hazrat Musa. Hazrat Musa was like elder brother to this Fir'aun. Because now the old Fir'aun, you know, he had abdicated due to old age. And he had given over the government to this son of his. So this son of his, who was like a younger brother to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, now this conversation is going between them. Qala famar rabbukum ya Musa, who is your Lord, O Moses? Qala rabbuna alladhi aata kulla shay'in khalqahu summa hada. Hazrat Musa said, our Lord is the one who gave every creation its existence and then guided it. Qala fama baalul quruni lula, a very intelligent question that he put. Then what will happen to the former generations? If you are true, if a true Lord God has sent you, maybe I accept you and I will be saved. What about my father and my forefathers and my grandfather? What will happen to them? Now, if we were there, we would say, they are all in the hell. But Moses didn't say that. So what he said? قَالَ عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي فِي كِتَابٍ. The knowledge of the former generations is with my Lord in a book. La yadillu rabbi wa la yansa. My Lord neither errs nor forgets. What about you? I have come to you. Talk about yourself. Alladhi ja'ala lakum al-ardha bahdan. Our Lord is the one who has made this land for you as cradle. Wa salaka lakum fiha subula, and threaded in this earth pathways for you. Wa anzala min as-samaa'i maa, and sent down from the heaven water. فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّن نَبَاتٍ شَتَّى. And with this water, we have brought out from this earth all the plants of different kinds. كُلُوا, eat you, وَرْعَوْا أَنْعَامَكُمْ, and pasture your cattle also. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِّأُولِي النُّهَى. In this are the signs for those people who have the faculty of reasoning. مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ, from this earth we have created you. وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ, and to this earth we shall take you again. When you die, you will be buried in it. وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً نُخْرَى, and from this earth we shall take you out once more. وَلَقَدْ أَرَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا كُلَّهَا فَكَذَّبَ وَأَبَى. We showed to him, to Fir'aun, all the signs, but he denied all them, belied them and refused to accept. قَالَ جَيْتَنَا لِتُخْرِجَنَا مِنْ أَرْضِنَا بِسَحْرِكَ Min arzina bi sehrika ya Musa. He said, oh Musa, have you come so as you want to drive us out of this land of ours with your sorcery? Falanatiyannaka bi sehri mislihi. So now we shall confront you with sorcery of this type. We shall call magicians. And you will have to have, you know, a test. فَجْعَلْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكَ مَوْعِدًا. So fix a time between you and us. لَا نُخْلِفُهُ نَحْنُ. Neither we shall go back on that, وَلَا أَنْتَ. And also you don't go back for that fixed time. مَكَانًا سُوَا. And this should be in a very open ground. People should gather. You should produce what you have. You say these are miracles from Allah. We say this is magic. This is sorcery. Now we are calling our magicians. And now you will have to play a match against them. قَالَ مَعِدُكُمْ يَوْمَ الزِّينَةِ. He said, okay, the time fixed for you is the day of our annual feast. Maybe some Eid they used to celebrate. وَأَنْ يُحْشَرَ النَّاسُ ضُحَى. And call that people should gather before noon. فَتَوَلَّى فِرْعَوْنُ. So Fir'aun turned his back, فَجَمَعَ كَيْدَهُ. And he gathered and devised the plot and all the scheme, سُمَّاتَى. And then came for the confrontation. Now people have gathered, thousands of them, open field. Fir'aun is there, his chieftains are there. On the other side, Musa and Harun are standing. And there are some magicians which have been, you know, brought from all the corners of the whole country. قَالَ لَهُمْ مُوسَى وَيْلَكُمْ. Musa said to them, to the magicians, وَيْلَكُمْ لَا تَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. Woe to you. Don't forge a lie against Allah. فَيُسْحِتَكُمْ. So that there comes an azab. يُسْحِتَكُمْ بِعَذَابٍ. He exterminate you with a chastisement. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ افْتَرَى. And definitely whosoever forges a lie, he is to lose. فَتَنَازَعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ. Now this speech of Musa a.s. impressed them. So they now debated. There was difference. Some said we should go and confront him. Others said no. He doesn't seem to be a magician. He seems to be something else. So it's not good for us to go and confront him. فَتَنَازَعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ وَأَسَرُّ النَّجْوَى. They debated their matter among them. And they secretly counseled and consulted each other. قَالُوا. Now Fir'aun and his chieftain said to these magicians, sorcerers, قَالُوا إِنْ هَذَانِ لَسَاحِرَانِ يُرِيدَانِ أَنْ يَخْرُجَاكُمْ مِنْ أَرْضِكُمْ بِسِحْرِهِمَا وَيَذْهَبَا بِطَرِيقَتِكُمُ الْمُسْلَى. He said, these two persons, Musa and Harun, they are nothing but two magicians, sorcerers. And they want to drive you out from your land, your country, with their magic and sorcery. And they want to finish your ideal culture and social order. A very political speech which Fir'aun made. Our culture is ideal. Our system, our kingdom, our traditions. Now these two persons, you know, they have learned some magic from somewhere. And they want that we should be in awe. We should run and give the land to them. فَأَجْمِعُوا كَيْدَكُمْ. So gather all your skills. سُمَّأْتُوا صَفَّى. And then come as a rank before them. وَقَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْيَوْمَ مَنِ اسْتَعَلَى. And today, whosoever succeeds, then he is actually who is above everyone. قَالُوا. Now the magicians came forward on this persuasion. قَالُوا يَا مُوسَى. They said, oh Musa, إِمَّا أَن تُلْقِيَ وَإِمَّا أَن نَكُونَ أَوَّلَ مَنْ أَلْقَى. Will you cast down first? Or should we be the first to cast down? You produce what you have, or we produce what we have. قَالَ بَنْ أَلْقُوا. Musa said, okay, you go ahead and you present what you have. Cast down. فَإِذَا حِبَالُهُمْ وَعِسِيُّهُمْ يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ سَهْرِهِمْ أَنَّهَا تَسْعَى. Suddenly, their ropes and their staffs appeared to Musa alayhi salam as if they are moving like snakes. The same thing, the staff of Musa becoming a snake. But with this sorcery also, they produce some effect on the sight of the people. You see, we call Nazar Bandi. Somehow they could capture the sight of the people, and it appeared to them, including Musa alayhi salam. He also thought that these are moving snakes. فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى. So Musa conceived a fear in his mind. قُلْنَا لَا تَخَفْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلَىٰ. We said, don't have any fear. You will be supreme. وَالْقِ مَا فِي يَمِينِكَ. Now you cast what you have in your right hand. تَلْقَفُ مَا صَنَعُوا. It will swallow everything that they have produced. إِنَّمَا صَنَعُوا كَيْدُ صَاحِرٍ. What they have presented is only the presentation and skill of a sorcerer. وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُ حَيْثُ أَتَىٰ. And a sorcerer and a magician cannot be successful, whichever side he might have come. وَأُلْقِيَ السَّحْرَةُ سُجَّدًا. Now the magicians or the sorcerers were as if made to bow down. Ulqiya, this is majhul, not maruf. Not that the magicians bowed down and prostrated, but it appeared as if someone had compelled them to bow down. فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحْرَةُ سُجَّدًا. In prostration, قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ هَارُونَ وَمُوسَى. And they said, we believe in the Lord of Harun and Musa. Now why? This is very important to understand. The magicians very well knew the limits of the magic. Just as a scientist today knows what is the limit to which our science has reached. If there is some big leap, well, they would say it is something unnatural or supernatural. They know the limits, limits of the sciences, limits of the technologies. Maybe tomorrow you go forward, but today there's a limit. You can't cross that limit. So now the common people couldn't differentiate, because they saw it's the same thing, the staff of Musa turning into a serpent, and the ropes and staffs of these magicians turning into snakes. What's the difference? So for a layman, there was no difference. But for the magicians and the sorcerers, they knew the difference. That this is not sorcery, it is something else. Shaye digar hai, it's something else. فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحْرَةُ سُجَّدًا قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ هَارُونَ وَمُوسَى. We come to believe in the Lord of Harun and Moses. قَالَ آمَنْتُمْ لَهُ قَبْلَ أَنْ آذَنَ لَكُمْ. Now Firaun said, you come to believe in him before I allow you to do it? I am the king, I am the emperor. How dare you without my permission? And you are declaring that you believe in Moses? إِنَّهُ لَكَبِيرُكُمْ. Now this is the diplomacy. A politician as he was. Now he suddenly has this idea, a very intelligent idea. إِنَّهُ لَكَبِيرُكُمُ الَّذِي عَلَّمَكُمُ السِّحْرَ. Actually this Musa is your guru, is your teacher who has taught you this magic. And now this is your collaboration. You have done this with mutual understanding. فَلَأُقَطِّعَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ. I will chop away your hands. وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ. And your feet مِنْ خِلَافٍ. From opposite sides. وَلَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ فِي جُزُوِ النَّخْلِ. And then I shall crucify you in the trunks of the palm trees. وَلَتَعْلَمُنَّ أَيُّنَا أَشَدُّ عَذَابًا وَأَبْقَى. And you will come to know who amongst us, me or Musa, they are more in chastisement and more abiding. قَالُوا لَنْ نُوْسِرَكَ عَلَىٰ مَا جَانَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. They said, we are not going to prefer you over what clear teaching has come to us. We have come to see the truth. This is not magic. This is not sorcery. This is something else. Now this truth has dawned on us. Now your threats, they can't prevent us. لَنْ نُوْسِرَكَ عَلَىٰ مَا جَانَا. Whatever has come to us from these bayyanat, we are not going to prefer you to them. وَالَّذِي فَتَرَنَا. And we are not going to prefer you to the one who created us. فَقْزِبَانْ تَقَاسْ. So you command whatever command you want to make. إِنَّمَا تَخْزِي هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. You can take any decision on life of this world. What will you do? Kill us? Okay. We have to die. If not today, tomorrow. If not tomorrow, day after. Kill us. But that life is the everlasting life. We are not going to barter it away for this temporary abode of this world. إِنَّمَا تَغْزِي هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا إِنَّا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّنَا لِيَغْفِرَ لَنَا خَطَايَانَا. We believe in our Lord so that He forgives us our discrepancies and sins. وَمَا أَكْرَحْتَنَا عَلَيْهِ مِنَ السَّحِرِ. And you know, you compelled us to come and confront Musa in this, you know, test of this magic. وَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. Allah is the one who is much better, much higher. And he is the one who will remain, who is abiding. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعْتِ رَبَّهُ مُجْرِمًا. Verily, whosoever comes to his Lord as an evildoer, فَإِنَّ لَهُ جَهَنَّمَ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَا. For him will be hell. In that, in the hell, he will not be living, nor death will come. Between life and death, neither living nor dead. لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَا. وَمَنْ يَعْتِهِ مُؤْمِنًا. And whosoever comes to him as a mu'min, as a believer, قَدْ عَمِلَ الصَّالِحَاتِ. But note, everywhere where there is a mention of iman, amal salih is also mentioned. Whosoever comes to him, while he was a mu'min, he was a believer, but not only a mu'min, قَدْ عَمِلَ الصَّالِحَاتِ. He had done good deeds. فَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الدَّرَجَاتُ الْعُلَىٰ. For them will be very high ranks in the paradise. Jannatu adnin tajri min tahtil anhar. Gardens of perpetuity and bliss. And rivers will be flowing underneath them. Khalidina fiha. And they will remain there forever. Wazalika jazau man tazakka. And this is going to be the reward of those who purify their souls. Walakad ahina ila Musa. Now, a long time has passed. This was the first confrontation. Now so many years have passed. This confrontation between Musa on the one side and Pharaoh on the other side. Now the last, the end. وَلَقَدْ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ مُوسَىٰ. We revealed and sent a revelation, command to Musa through wahi, أَنْ أَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي. That you go out with my bondsmen, Bani Israel, in the night, leave the place. There was a program chalked out. At certain date, at certain time, we shall all come out and go towards Sinai. Anasri bi'ibadi, fadlib lahum tariqan fil bahri yabasa. And strike for them a dry path in the sea. La takhafu darkan wala takhsha. Don't fear that you will be overtaken. And don't be afraid. فَأَتْبَعَهُمْ فِرْعَوْنُ بِجُنُودِهِ. Now Fir'aun followed them with his armies, hosts. فَغَشِيَهُمْ مِنَ الْيَمِّ مَا غَشِيَهُمْ. Then covered them from that sea. What covered them? When they were drowned, water was covering them. So Musa and Bani Israel crossed the sea or river, whatever it was. There is one opinion that it was one of the salt lakes. There were lakes, you know, between this Gulf of Suez in the south and the Mediterranean Sea. And lakes were there at different intervals. When the Suez Canal was dug, actually only this lake and this lake, intervening part of the area was dug. And the lakes were joined together so that a water channel came into existence. So one of the salt lakes, it is one opinion, they crossed it. فَغَشِيَهُمْ مِنَ الْيَمِّ مَا غَشِيَهُمْ وَعَضَلَّ فِرْعَوْنُ قَوْمَهُ وَمَا هَدَىٰ. And Fir'aun led his people astray and didn't guide them to the right path. Ya Bani Israel, now the address is to the children of Israel who have been saved. Ya Bani Israel, قَدْ أَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ عَدُوِّكُمْ. We have saved you and delivered you from your enemy. وَوَعَدْنَاكُمْ جَانِبِ الطُّورِ الْأَيْمَنَا. And we called you for a covenant to the right side of the Mount Tur. وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى And we sent down on you for your dietary needs the man and salwa. Man was some honeydew type came down and then hardened. So it provided them the carbohydrates. And salwa was a bird. Flocks of those birds came down. So they very easily hunted them. So meat was provided by salwa and carbohydrates by man. They say that in the ark, which according to the Jews is still present, in a tunnel beneath Al-Qubbatu Sakhra in Jerusalem, and in that ark, Sunduq al-Sakina, there is a pot of man. Man is there. A sample is there in that ark. Up till this date. Kulu min tayyibati ma razaqnakum. Eat of the pure things that we have given you. There cannot be anything purer than this food which was coming from them. وَلَا تَتْغَوْ فِيهِ And don't cross the limits for them. Don't try to hoard them and collect them. But use it. And you fulfill your requirements. فَيَهِلَّ عَلَيْكُمْ غَضَبِي So then you know my chastisement will descend upon you. وَمَنْ يَهْلِلْ عَلَيْهِ غَضَبِي فَقَدْ هَوَى And on whomsoever my chastisement comes, then he perishes. He is doomed. وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَعْبَى And I am definitely forgiving for those مَنْ تَعْبَى Who repent وَآمَنَى And renew their iman, belief وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا And they do good deeds ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى And then they are rightly guided. وَمَا أَدَلَكَ عَنْ قَوْمِكَ يَا مُوسَى Now Hazrat Musa was called to Tur again to give him Torah. And it was for 30 days or 40 days. He fasted for 40 days. And then Torah was given to him. But when he reached there, before the appointed time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demanded an explanation. Why have you come before the appointed time? وَمَا أَجَلَكَ عَنْ قَوْمِكَ يَا مُوسَى O Musa, what has made you hasten from your people? قَالَ هُمْ أُولَاءِ عَلَىٰ أَثَرِي He said, they are close upon my track. وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّ لِتَرْضَى And I have come to you earlier, O my Lord, so that you are pleased with me. تُو میرا شوق دیکھ, میرا اشتیاق دیکھ, I have come earlier due to your love. I hoped that you will, you know, pay tribute to me, that I have come earlier. But here matter is reverse. You are asking an explanation. قَالَ فَإِنَّا قَدْ فَتَنَّا قَوْمَكَ مِنْ بَعْدِكَ Now this is a very important point in Quran. Even for something good, you should not make haste. الْعُجْلَةُ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ We have read in Surah Maryam, لَا تَعْجَلْ عَلَيْهِمْ Don't be hasty regarding these people. Don't want a hasty decision. A hasty command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَعْجَلْ بِالْقُرْآنِ مِنْ قَبْلِ يُقْضَى إِلَيْكَ وَحْيُهُ Don't demand that Quran should come to you hastily. No. We have read in Surah Maryam that the Prophet complained to Hazrat Jibreel, you are coming with very long intervals. You should come earlier. And he said, مَا نَتَنَزَّلُ إِلَّا بِأَمْرِ رَبِّكَ لَهُ مَا بَيْنَا أَيْدِينَا وَمَا خَلْفَنَا وَمَا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَالَ فَإِنَّا قَدْ فَتَنَّا قَوْمَكَ مِنْ بَعْدِكَ Allah said, we have tempted your people after you وَعَظَلَّهُمُ السَّامَرِي And Samari has led them astray to worship the calf which he produced. فَرَجَعَ مُوسَىٰ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ غَزْبَانَ آسِفَىٰ So Musa returned to his people when he was indignant, sorrowing. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ أَلَمْ يَعِدْكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ وَعَدًا حَسَنًا He said, O my people, did not your Lord promise you a goodly promise? أَفَتَالَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْأَحَدُ Has this time been very long upon you? أَمْ أَرَدْتُمْ أَنْ تَحِلَّ عَلَيْكُمْ غَضَبٌ Or you want that Allah's chastisement should come to you, مِنْ رَبَّكُمْ from your Lord, فَأَخْلَقْتُمْ عَيْدِي And then you did against what I had said to you. قَالُوا مَا أَخْلَفْنَا مُعِدَكَ بِمَلْكِنَا They said, we failed not in your appointment with our own intentions. وَلَكِنَّا هُمِّلْنَا أَوْزَارًا مِنَ ذِنَةِ الْقَوْمِ But we were being laden by the ornaments of the people in Egypt. The Egyptians used to keep their ornaments with Bani Israel, that these are honest people. So as amanah, in their custody. Now when they came, they brought all those ornaments with them. But then they thought that this is khayana. This is not correct for us. So they threw it. Samari collected all the gold and silver and melted it in fire. And from that, he created the shape of a calf, which gave a voice also, a sound also. And he said, he is the Lord of Moses. He just forgot. So they started, some of them, worshipping him. قَالُوا مَا أَخْلَفْنَا مَوْعِدَكَ بِمَلْكِنَا وَلَاكِنَّا حُمِّلْنَا أَوْزَارًا مِنْ زِينَةِ الْقَوْمِ. We were laden with the ornaments of the people. فَقَذَفْنَا, then we threw them. فَقَذَالِكَ أَلْقَ السَّامْرِي, in the same way Samari did it. فَأَخْرَجَ لَهُمْ عِجْلًا, and then he formed from that for them a calf, jasadan, had a body of calf, lahu khuar, giving a low also. فَقَالُوا هَذَا إِلَهُكُمْ وَإِلَهُ مُوسَى فَنَسِي, and he said, this is the Lord, your Lord and Lord of Moses, Lord of Musa, but he just forgot. أَفَلَا يَرَوْنَا, didn't they see? أَلَّا يَرْجَعُ إِلَيْهِمْ قَوْلًا, that calf was not returning them, not talking to them, not replying to their questions. وَلَا يَمْلِكُ لَهُمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا, and had no authority for them, for any good or any harm. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم.